Was it the Cape Drive time? Welcome back to the show. 072-238-0612 is the WhatsApp line, and you can query, comment, stroke, and or criticize. New analysis by Amnesty International has found that at least 7,000 health workers have died around the world after contracting COVID. At least 1,320 health workers are confirmed to have died in Mexico alone, which is the highest known figure for any country. Unfortunately, I can't remember what the South African figure is. But online for comment is Amnesty International campaigner Jennifer Wells. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Disconcerting numbers, to say the least. But I think it puts into sharp contrast the dedication and the sacrifice of so many health workers around the world in trying to ensure that their patients were treated well when they got COVID.
Absolutely. You know, for over 7,000 people to die whilst trying to save others is an absolute crisis. You know, every health worker has the right to be safe at work. And we know that this just isn't the case for so many health workers in South Africa, and as this recent analysis that we've done shows, in so many other countries. You mentioned that Mexico has the highest number of health worker deaths with 1,320, which is then followed by the USA with 1,077. And then Brazil. And we ourselves have quite an alarming figure with 240 last confirmed deaths amongst health workers. So, yeah, we've lost 240, which is 240 too many, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, what is scary about it is that we broadcast from Salt River, and two doctors just down the road from us died from COVID. And that really, really hits at home, and they were very well-known community doctors, and we still miss them today. And it's an absolute tragedy, isn't it?
It is. It's an absolute tragedy. And, you know, health workers are known amongst their communities, their parents, sisters, wives, husbands, brothers. It's across the spectrum. And, I mean, to date, we hear testimonies, and I think almost every hospital has suffered and has lost really valuable members of their hospital, of our communities, of our families. And it's so devastating, because there are things that, you know, our government really could be doing to better protect our healthcare workers.
Does this put into sharp focus the disgusting, degrading, absolutely morally unforgivable corruption surrounding the sale of PPE suits? A lot of sharks and vultures thought they could make a lot of money manufacturing and selling inferior PPE suits. I mean, I think these people should be charged for culpable homicide, murder.
Sure. I mean, the corruption has been widespread. It's absolutely deplorable. It's unacceptable. It should never, you know, we can go on about this for so many hours. Yeah. We chat about it at length, and it's just so disappointing and really makes us so angry, especially for us as a human rights organization. It's a clear, you know, corruption is a clear violation of human rights, especially when it's resulting in deaths, in infections, and it's horrific and it's absolutely appalling. And, you know, PPE is something that is so simple to provide on paper, and yet our health workers are not receiving it. They've run out of masks. They are not having to work long hours. They're short-staffed. They don't have access to psychosocial support. We've even heard testimonies of nurses and doctors who are not being provided transports, and then they can't even get to work. Doctors are not receiving hazard pay when they're, you know, those frontline workers. So the whole situation is really concerning, particularly from a health and from a human rights perspective.
No, absolutely. And I don't think I'm alone in that many South Africans are beginning to think right now that legally more has to be done, because At the end of the day, in South Africa, the 240 people, we'll focus on that right now, were extremely courageous. I mean, I can remember doing stories of health workers going in, knowing that their PPE suits may not be the best, knowing that their masks were probably not state of the art, but still treating their patients. They didn't refuse to do their work despite the disgusting attitude of government and these vultures that thought they could make money.
Absolutely. You know, there's been so much talk about how our health workers are our heroes, yet we're just not treating them like they are.
True.
And in every essence of the word, they are our heroes at the moment. So we're calling on government to take urgent measures to protect the lives of these health workers. And beyond that, also listening to these healthcare workers who are speaking out about these working conditions, and respecting their rights to organize. We've seen Nehawu protest yesterday demanding, with 15 demands to government, including better working conditions, PPE. So, government needs to be doing more. They need to be providing this PPE. And as I said, they need to be listening to the people that are speaking out, because they're shouting it from the rooftops. As you say, they're saying we don't have the equipment, yet they're going in every day for us, for our families, for everyone in South Africa, and they're losing their lives. So it's a real tragedy, and government needs to be doing more.
No, most definitely. And I think what is interesting here is we're not talking about big budget items at all. Mm-hmm. We're talking about necessity. We're not talking about needs, we're not talking about wants. We're talking about essential needs. And we're not talking about big budget items. We're talking about the basics.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely spot on. It is. It's exactly that. It's the basics. It's, you know, your masks, your gloves. So absolutely, space needs to be made in our budget for that kind of stuff. It's a no-brainer, really.
Now, what I found interesting is that a country like the US, for example, which has had an absolutely deplorable attitude towards COVID and they're being punished because of it, it's quite interesting that a so-called developed country can be so inadequate in addressing this whole system. I think maybe because in the United States, because Obamacare was shot down by certain elements there, that there is no public health system in the United States. If you haven't got a dollar, you die.
Exactly. And I think in the States it comes down to, and it's a pretty stark reality of just poor governance all over. And we've seen other countries, their governance just react appallingly to this pandemic. And in America, it's exactly that. I mean, as I said, their numbers are rising daily. People continue to not wear their masks. The standard procedures that people are supposed to be following are not implemented. They're not being followed up on. And as a result, they've lost over 1,000 healthcare workers.
Yeah, absolutely scary. I suppose at least in South Africa, I think South Africans have been fairly gracious, considering the sacrifices that so many of our people have had to make because of COVID-19. That it's quite reassuring to see that we are pulling through, but one of the world's most powerful countries are just in a total pickle.
Totally. I think there has been a level of solidarity that we've seen in South Africa with, you know, on the whole, citizens and people living in South Africa adhering to the protocols. Obviously, the pandemic has had a devastating effect in many areas, malnutrition, unemployment, that kind of stuff. But on the whole, I think the response to the protocols, to the lockdown measures, were adhered to pretty well, I would say here.
Indeed. And also, if we look at Brazil, it's amazing how this really tested leadership. The president of Brazil, Bolsonaro, going jet skiing and openly defying medical common sense And it copped him eventually. But, I mean, it's disappointing when one sees responses like that.
Absolutely, it is, especially when Brazil, you know, there are so many people in Brazil living below the breadline, as are we in South Africa. And I know that from the data that we've collected from Brazil, the health workers there, they've complained about similar things to us. So it's your insufficient PPE, a lack of clear protocols to manage infections, similarly an absence of mental health support. They've complained of minimal social protection for family members. And it just seems appalling that then you have your leadership going and spending money on, you know, frivolous things. So it's disappointing. And we've seen it in India as well. We've documented it there. And India's cases are just over 3.5 million, with over 65,000 deaths. And they've also just witnessed huge numbers and the kind of leadership there not pulling through either. So, yeah, it seems like we're in a desperate situation of just amongst corruption and mismanagement of funds. So that's what this analysis was really about, to use this information to then call on government to do better and be better.
Jennifer Wells, campaigner, Amnesty International. Good luck with that campaign.
Thanks so much, and thanks for having me.
Drive Time 91.3.